Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. It is close to that time of year when we reflect on the past year normally to see how business went. Maybe we look at our key performance indicators or even hold our annual employee reviews. However, this tip is about you as a leader or business owner and the need for self-reflection about ourselves. It creates more awareness around maybe where we need to grow as leaders or what we did really well. And that's important to know as well. Self-reflection as a leader really means looking at our own thoughts, maybe the way we behaved in certain situations, those actions that we did or did not take, because sometimes we don't take what we need to do, maybe those mistakes, or again, those key performance indicators that we had for ourselves this past year, and maybe why we did or did not meet them. It is really a truly important part of leadership to do a self-reflection because it does allow us to understand not only what our strengths are, but our perceived weaknesses. I say perceived because weaknesses can be grown or challenges that really do help us learn and grow. So a few things here that are important to know about self-reflection and why it's important. We really can enhance our decision-making when it comes to looking at our self-reflection because we are analyzing those past decisions that we did or did not make or those actions and what happened because of that. And then we can review that in our self-reflections to think about the future and perhaps make better and more informed decisions or decisions that are perhaps more thought out if that is something that we did not do in our previous year. It can also help improve our emotional intelligence as a leader. Yes, it can. When we look at our behaviors or our interactions with other people, it can actually help us become more aware about where maybe we need to improve empathy or at how to better manage our relationships at work or with our employees. Maybe we need to work on that communication or collaboration so that we can lead by example in those things. It can also help us grow our leadership skills, which is really important because we're not perfect leaders. We're not perfect business owners. We always need to develop our skills, just like everybody else on our team. So doing a self-reflection really can help us understand where we need to grow, maybe where we need to adapt, or even really looking at what those things that are needed to be an effective leader in our workplace that maybe is a gap for us right now, something that is a challenge or is missing that we can grow. It also allows for more accountability. When we look at ourselves regularly, and annually is a place to start if you haven't done this before, but weekly or daily sometimes is even better, we actually become much more aware of our actions and holding ourselves accountable to them if we reflect more often. So how can you do a self-reflection as a leader? Okay, if you're going to do this daily, dedicate 10 minutes a day at the end of your workday or perhaps the next day and really reflect on what went well yesterday, what were the challenges, how did I behave, those types of things. Perhaps you do it at the end of the week and reflect on the week. If you are doing it annually, which is not the best option, but it's a good place to start if that's where you're more comfortable, then give yourself more time to truly reflect on the big things that went well and didn't go well. So what are some of the things that you should ask yourself in a reflection? There's tons of questions, but you always want to start, well, I at least like to start in a positive way. So what went really well today, yesterday, last week, last month, last year? What were the challenges, the mistakes, or the failures that happened that I faced as a person, as a leader? What could I have done differently? How did my actions or non-action impact the others around me or my employees? What can I do to improve as a leader? What are my gaps as a leader? Those are all different questions that you can ask. You can ask very, very specific questions around the, exact challenges that maybe you had or the projects that you faced as well. But the questions are generally the same. What went well? What didn't go well? How did I react or not react? What actions did I take? What actions should I have done differently? And how can I improve? Another way to be able to track progress or to do a self-reflection over time really is to keep a journal. It could be like you're making notes at the end of the day of things that went well, the challenges you had, and how you reacted in some maybe a bad meeting or something happened. When you do write these things down, we really can look over time to see where we need to grow as well. You can also seek feedback for your own self-reflection. Yes, you can. A lot of people are told during a performance appraisal that they're going to have a peer reflection done as well to assist with the appraisal. Same thing should be done with you, which is can be uncomfortable, but getting that feedback from other people, from your peers or your employees, your coaches or your mentors, can really help you determine what those next steps are for you. As you can see, when we as leaders or business owners do take that time to self-reflect, it not just only benefits us and our awareness and perhaps how we want to grow as well, but it can actually benefit our whole team as well. How? Because we are fostering and leading by example the growth and the idea of a growth mindset, even. It helps create trust too when our employees can see that what we're doing is the same thing we're requesting of them. And it shows that even us as leaders and business owners don't know everything, and we can absolutely learn, develop, and create that continuous improvement at, atmosphere that maybe we want at work. So for you, the time is now. If you haven't done this before, start today. You determine if you want to look at today, the week, the month, or the year. But go take some time and do a self-reflection and see what you can learn about yourself today. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. Did you know we have a great on-demand Fundamentals of Leadership course and shorter courses too? You can find out more about this and all of our leadership services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.